Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word. If after listening to this you have questions, save them at the end and we'll let you know how to get a hold of us. We're talking about sharing joy and looking at Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 10, and actually to the end of the chapter. And this is for Mother's Day. Tax collectors and sinners were crowding around to listen to Jesus, so the Pharisees and teachers of the law started grumbling, "This man is friendly with sinners. He even eats with them." Then Jesus told them this story. "If any of you has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will you do? Won't you leave the 99 in the field and go look for the lost sheep until you find it? And when you find it, you will be so glad that you will put it on your shoulder and carry it home. Then you will call in your friends and neighbors and say, 'Let's celebrate, I found my lost sheep.'" Jesus said in the same way, "There's more happiness in heaven because of one sinner who turns to God than over 99 good people who don't need to." Jesus told the people another story. "What will a woman do if she has 10 silver coins and loses one of them? Won't she light a lamp, sweep the floor, and look carefully until she finds it? Then she'll call on her friends and neighbors and say, 'Let's celebrate. I found the coin I lost.'" Jesus said in the same way, God's angels are happy when even one person turns to him. So tell me about your mom. What was she like? If she isn't with us, what made her amazing? Or if she is with us, what about her just makes her love for you clear? We all know that moms aren't perfect, and some are much better at this mom thing than others. Some always wanted to be moms, some never wanted to be moms. My mom, well, technically our mom, because I had two sisters, was a wonderful, loving nut job. She was so excited to see us when we came home, especially as we got older, as we came in the door. She did her mom thing well, with sometimes very limited resources, since my dad didn't make much money in those early years. But she did what she could. She made too many casseroles with peas, I gotta say. But that's because there was not enough money for meat for everyone. And she made jello with peas and carrots because we kids needed more vegetables. What an amazing way to ruin jello. She, like so many moms in her generation, had lost a child in infancy, perhaps at birth. James, I think, was his name. But she went on. Some moms love being pregnant with their children. Some hate it. Some remember the shock. I remember the shock in our house when, at 9 years of age, my sister Sue and I had another sister, Nancy. Mom and Dad seemed overjoyed, yet shocked. Surprise, surprise. Some moms love the brand new little babies, but not necessarily the toddlers or the preteens or those pesky teenagers. Some moms took the responsibility of being a mom seriously, some not at all. And some took it on without any joy, unfortunately. We love our moms, even if they're imperfect, because no one is perfect, not me, not you, not even mom. Yet, moms in so many ways reveal the character of God. And one of those ways is the way they so often rejoiced with us and for us, celebrated our achievements, beamed with joy when we were being crazy characters, and then loved us from the very core of their beings because, let's face it, we came from the core of their beings. Just as we have come from the very core of God's being, made in the image and likeness of the Almighty. Just think about that. While Jesus taught us to talk about God as a father, he was not shy about making sure we knew how God was like a mother to us as well. And guess what? God rejoices over us, just as mom always did, when we succeeded, when we did our best, when we cared for others, because when we do, we reveal mom's character in us and God's character in us. Jesus in Luke's gospel tells the story of God's love and God's joy, reminding us that God has not, nor will God ever abandon us. In fact, like the shepherd and the woman and the father in the following story of the prodigal son, God is always searching for his lost daughters and sons, calling them home, inviting them home, wishing them home, and back into a loving and caring relationship with God himself. While many in the religious community continue to tell a story of sinners in the hands of an angry God, Jesus tells the story of a shepherd. Of a shepherd who heads off from the safety of the sheep pen to go find the one lamb that is lost or hurt. And then returning home, not only rejoices within his heart at the great wonder of his miraculous find, but gathers the whole community of faith to rejoice. And then Jesus tells of the woman who has lost a coin, possibly part of the dowry for her daughter. He says she searches for it frantically, lighting up the dark house, sweeping in hope of the misshapen coin, flipping up and glinting in the light. And when she finds it, she does the happy dance and then invites the whole community that will someday join in the wedding celebration to come now and rejoice with her. And then Jesus goes big and tells the story of a father, much like God, who longs for his estranged son to come home. The son had been lost in the eyes of so many, but not ultimately in his father's eyes. He is his son. Even if he has been lost, hugging him tight, restoring his ring, his robe, his sandals, restoring him to the family, even when his older, more proper brother didn't understand. Because that's what fathers do. That's what mothers do. And most important for us to understand, that is what God does. Loves us, restores us, and then rejoices with all of heaven and earth that we have come home. As I said, I remember well the delight in my mother's eyes when we came home from afar. I also remember the relief in her eyes when Sue and I and the kids packed up and came home to Otisville. I mean, really, she was only human. But the God who is eternal loves you now and forever. And he wishes you and everyone around you home into his loving embrace. And this is essential. God is looking for more lost sheep. Sheep, perhaps, you could help God find and bring home. Because we are invited, yea, even commanded, to share the joy. Amen. So that's our podcast today. Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you find it interesting and have questions. If you do, you can email us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website at otisvillepress.org.